Welcome to Starbucks. I'm Dallas Gardner. Join us as we talk about the next level competitors in the recruitment process for these athletes at Charlotte Country Day. People like me who want to continue the athletic career in college, you'll hear from head football coach Drew Whitman and our senior star football player, Spencer Merman, as he walks through the process. We'll also talk to current Country Day students who want to compete in college. Stay tuned as we draw up plays for the recruitment process.
I'm here with senior Julia McGovern, who's committed to Kenyon College. Julia, could you describe your recruitment process for me?
Sure. So it differs between Division 1, 2, and 3 schools. Division 1 and 2 are much stricter than Division 3, where you cannot do official visits until August 1st of your junior year, while for Division 3, you can talk to the coach at any time, although you have to initiate. So the main first step that law firms take is filling out recruitment questionnaires that you can find on any basic college website, usually under athletics, and that will put you in the coach's database, where if they're looking for a specific stroke or a swimmer around a certain time standard, they can put on filters and find individual swimmers they could be interested in. And then they will either A, send you an email if they are interested. If they're not too interested and they still might be watching you, waiting for you to get a little faster, they'll send you an email still talking about, hey, you don't quite meet the standards, but if you get a little faster, maybe come back and talk to us. Or they might completely ignore you.
Welcome to Starbucks, sitting with Coach Whitman and Spencer Mermans. The big man on campus, Spencer Mermans, averaged 6 tackles, 6 sacks, and with a total of 66 tackles as a starting defensive end who just committed to Yale University. And Coach Whitman is the head coach at Charlotte Country Day football, and he was a big part of Spencer's recruitment process. The first question I got for Spencer is, when did you start your recruitment process and what was it like?
So for me personally, I started pretty early on. Like, I was a pretty big dude, so I think coach had a feeling that I should start get going on the recruitment. But I remember freshman year or going into my freshman year, I started going to some camps, just kind of get my name out there, getting used to the scene. It's very important to like start doing camps early so you get used to them. Mm-hmm. So by the time I got to my senior year, going into my senior year, those camps were a lot like muscle memory. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I know like when I was getting recruited and stuff and I went to like my visits and official visits, they did things like Midnight Madness where they'll have me go out, watch the team play, do like dunk contests and stuff like that. Do they do any of that for you?
Yeah, so that's all unofficial visits. You can go to games, get tickets. Mm-hmm. Just recently went to a UNC game. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You have to pay. They can't pay for it on unofficial visits, but I'm going on official visit next weekend to Yale, so that'll be a lot of fun. Get to hang out with the players and mm-hmm. revisit.
Okay. So, like I say, you just committed to Yale. How did you choose Yale? What made you choose Yale out of all your options?
For me, it came down to the academics and football balance. I knew I wanted to play football in college, and Yale being such a high academic school, football gave me that edge to get into a prestigious school like that. Mm-hmm. And really it came down to Wake and Yale for me. And those two schools, pretty similar, great academics. But Wake, the difference is the football. So mm-hmm. Wake has a good football team. And Yale does too, but they don't play for championships or anything like that. Yeah. But really it came down to the vibe of the place. So I went and visited both schools and really enjoyed Yale when I went and visited. Felt like a family, felt like a community. So that's why I decided to commit there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you plan on studying in college?
I believe economics. Well, we'll see. But
kind of undecided?
Yeah, undecided. Okay, it's most likely going to be something with the finance or economics.
Okay. I could see you doing finance. That would be just weird, though. Like, you're a big body to doing finances. That would be weird to do finances.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. So, Coach Whitman, I have some questions for you, too. What was the role in the recruitment process for Spencer?
I'm happy to be a part of this conversation now at the end of it, but I was happy to be a part of it through the whole process. And, mm-hmm. I think the thing that Spencer experienced that relates to basketball as well is the difference in the recruiting process for football compared to other sports like basketball, mm-hmm. where, you know, the pride of the coach taking in the not the pride of the coach, because all our coaches take pride in it, but it's more of the the game of football has run more through the high school than any other sport, just because of the nature of the sport, right? Where it doesn't shock me where baseball, basketball, lacrosse, coaches can sit in one seat and watch 200 kids play in a tournament, where football didn't work like that, right? And so there's really a lot to do with the coaching relationship with colleges and the film. And then, you know, number one that Spencer alluded to is coaches in the game of football, and the operating budgets of schools are much larger with football. They have the ability to come to campus. And through that, they build the relationships with the high school coach. And two, they get to see physically what these kids look like. And that's just the nature of the beast, right? And so when Spencer said, as a freshman, I pulled him down, I did. Because when you have a 6'6 kid, that you're, I don't care how old you are, they look at that. And so, and other sports are like that, but because football has the budgets they do, these coaches are able to get on the road and come to campus. And then from there, it's trying to get as much exposure as possible with these summer camps, because that has been the latest in recruiting. Is they want to see him in person, talk with a coach, and then they're going to invite him to camp, and then he goes to camp. And especially at a young age, you just go out there and see where you stand. With a lot of our athletes here, especially, you know, we live in a little bit of a bubble in terms of the competition, but when you go to these camps, there's kids from everywhere, and you really get a look at where you sit, where you stand with other kids your age, and then obviously you get to, you know, show off for the coaches and get a real look of, hey, I think I have a chance at this level, or maybe I don't. But so that was kind of the 30,000 foot look of the process that we started, and then as they get older and the coaches can start dialing in on them, then it becomes a little bit more relation-oriented. They look a little bit more deeper. They get them back to campus, the unofficial visits, which leads to official visits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What advice do you have for younger players that are coming up, like Kyle and Khalil? When does the grind really start for those players like that?
You know, the number one thing is you really have to know if you love the game or not. This recruiting process is awesome. It is a really great experience for kids. Spencer has benefited from it. And like you said, you go to a Chapel Hill game, you get to experience a lot of stuff. And that's what I've encouraged him to do, because not a lot of teenagers get to do this. But what's happened is it's also flooded the market with the joy of recruitment instead of the joy of the game. And when you get to college, and this is for you too, Dallas, when you get to college, the honeymoon's over, right? And if you don't truly love the game, it will not end well, unfortunately. And so my advice is before this, because everyone says recruit, everyone says offer. That word gets thrown out so much. It has lost its real meaning. And the colleges have made that happen too, because now you're offered. You open up Twitter, everyone's offered. How many of those are committable? Coach, I want to commit right now. And the coach goes, because it's not. And so everyone wants an offer. And I want every one of our guys to have an offer, right? But at the end of the day, I want every one of our kids to go and actually play at the next level and get a great education and not be worried about, do I have an offer or not? Do you love the game? Because I'm an example of, I wanted to play at the highest level. I went halfway across the country to a tiny little school, gave my parents a little bit of break on education, but I wanted to play. And I played at a small school, and it was the best thing I ever did, because when I got in that locker room, there's 110 guys that were on the same page as me, and all that recruiting stuff left. And if you don't love the game that you're playing, whatever sport it is, it's not what you think it is when you get there. So in a long-winded answer, my it is, you've got to really love the game, because the 6 a.m. workouts, the senior wearing your big butt out when you're a freshman – it's real. And when you really love the game, which I truly believe Spencer does, you embrace hard things. You embrace difficulties because you love the game.
Well, you just got to love the grind of it. Like, you got to love to work. It doesn't really start. Don't worry about the recruitment process. You got to get into the day-to-day. So you got to lift every day. You got to do what's right from the day-to-day to get to that point at the end. I was honestly never, like, coming in freshman year, I never actually thought of myself as a college football player. I just like playing football, like running around and lifting and all that. But it came, like, around junior year, I got my first offer, and it kind of opened my mind up to playing at the next level, and we'll see
where it goes. To Spencer's point, there are in football especially, there's 100-man rosters. Division I has 85 full-ride scholarships, everything paid for, everything. Division, you know, 1AA or FCS is 64 now. In Division II is partials, right? But they get everywhere, you know, from 48. So there's a lot of opportunities to go play and to help yourself academically through financial aid, whatever it is, if you're willing to go love the game. And it doesn't matter where I go, because I love the game, I can go help myself out in other avenues. And that's the goal, right? He has an opportunity to go get an Ivy League education. I think he could have done it on his own, but I think it's so competitive out there that it's real to think and to know and not to be ashamed of that football gave him an opportunity, and it gave a young man at Chapel Hill an opportunity to get a world-class education because of a sport.
What would you tell players to expect, and when does the football recruitment really start?
What to expect?
From you.
From me?
From playing here.
Well, it's different for everyone, honestly.
It is. I think they can expect is me to love them throughout the process, and with that love comes truth, honesty, because it is a very humbling, honest process where the love and feels of it are removed because the coach that's offering somebody, the coach that's recruiting somebody, that is their paycheck. That's how they make a living. So there's no emotion. Like, it's a business. And so that's how competitive football is. Mm-hmm. And so what they can expect from me is my absolute full effort to make it happen to whatever they want to do, but then be real and honest and help them navigate it to go back to the original point of, if they love the game, we're going to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And I'll do everything in my power to do it. And if I can't, I'm going to find someone who can. And I hope that I continue to do that. And, you know, I hope the players will say that.
Yeah, Coach always took care of me during the recruitment process, taking me to camps whenever I needed to. And, like, I mean, I'm sure
he spent $35 at Chick-fil-A one time on the way back from Duke.
Yeah, 30-piece nuggets or something.
Milkshake, 30-piece nugget.
Real sandwich. Yeah.
I do remember that when I went up there with to Duke with y'all. When we went to UNC and Duke together, that was a nice vibe. I do appreciate you taking me up there.
Absolutely.
So I have this one last question for Spence. So I know what I was looking for in the college when I was committed, I was looking for a family, a brotherhood that I could be a part of and that could fit in. So what were you really looking for in your college process?
Well, I felt the same thing. Like, at Wake, I didn't feel that community. I felt, like, separation between the school and the football team. And then at Yale, when I stepped in, they welcomed me. The coaches, I love the coach, Coach Dot and Coach Reno. I loved them, man. Coach Reno kind of reminded me of Coach Whitman, honestly. But felt like a family to me. And I'm hoping I can say the same when I meet students coming up in July. And I've already been talking to some of the other commits there, and they all seem like awesome, like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And, so community is very important to me.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'll add to that, too. That's where the process, in a good way, gets removed from myself or Coach Carrier in basketball from the high school coaches. That's when it becomes y'all's ultimate decision, because what Spencer and I talked about, at the end of the day, it's a family decision, but it's Spencer's decision. Mm-hmm. And we can't be in those relationships. We can't feel the vibe of that locker room. We can't, because, again, when you get dropped off and for football, it starts right away. Mm-hmm. In 3 weeks when school starts, it's real, right? And it just, there's no longer this, oh, this is new. What research did you do about the academics, the campus, the people? And that's when it really gets removed, and you have to find that out, right? Because I can know the coach, I can do this, but that locker room in all sports is sacred, and to have those feels into that vibe is it's what's going to get you to the next step of actually, like, hey, I'm here to play, right? Recruiting's over.
All right. Well, thank you. I'd like to thank y'all for giving me your time for this podcast, and I hope y'all have a good one.
I appreciate you.
Thanks, Dallas.
You're listening to Starbucks. This is a production of the podcast Journalism Class with Kick at Charlotte Country Day.
What inspires you to run track?
Definitely mostly the competitive aspect of track. It's somewhere
where I can use my talents effectively, and it's really nothing like any other sport.
I know you've been running it since you were little. Do you see yourself like running in college?
Yeah, I really see myself running as a collegiate athlete. Track is something that I've been working hard to improve on for a while, and so bringing that to a college setting would really be a great achievement for me. Somewhere like University of Southern California, Arizona State University, Ohio State, Texas A&M, those really big like athletic schools.
I'm here today with Cameron Granger. She is a college athlete playing soccer at Washington Lee University. I would like to ask you, what was the recruitment process for you your senior year?
Well, actually, when I was a freshman, I was so set on playing D1, big school, like ACC, Duke, UNC, whatever. And then kind of as I matured throughout high school, I realized that those big places weren't really for me. I wanted a smaller school. I wanted a D3 program where I could be a student, be an athlete, but also have a social life, get to do other things, travel abroad. And so my recruiting process kind of took longer than other players on my teams, and I kind of got a little discouraged by that, just kind of comparing my process to theirs. Talking to colleges, visiting colleges, I mean, I was told by a bunch of places that there wasn't room for me on the team or that they didn't want me, and just not letting that discourage me and stop me from like pursuing my dream of playing in college.
Yeah, I had went through the same similar process. I started playing varsity basketball my sophomore year, and I kind of went through the same process of getting discouraged, being wanting to go D1, and I was fortunate enough to be able to go D2, so I feel like what you're saying is pretty factual. How do you like manage your time with having sports and then the social life and school on top of that?
So soccer is a fall sport, so I sacrifice a lot of social things in the fall. With academics, you only have two or three classes a day, or maybe even one sometimes, so just using the free time after class to get work done, because you could have practice and then a lift and then a team meeting and team dinner, and then all of a sudden it's 9:30 and you don't want to do your 4 hours of homework. So just kind of breaking it up during the day.
Thank you. That's all the questions I had today. Thank you for your
time.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Have a good one.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm here with senior Julia McGovern, who's committed to Kenyon College.
For Division 1 and 2, you get a limited number of official visits to schools, while D3, you get a lot more visits. There are also unofficial visits, but those all fall in the August 1st category, where you have to wait until August 1st of the athlete's junior year to actually do unofficial and official visits. So as you continue communications with the coach, they will start asking for your transcript, looking for time improvements, and start narrowing down their prospective swimmers, looking for who they really want and who they can maybe push off as not as beneficial to the team. So after that, they'll start narrowing, and then you might get a verbal offer. If you accept that verbal offer, that's committing. So they're basically guaranteeing you a spot, acceptance into the school. And then, this can be rescinded if injury occurs, which is definitely scary. And then you officially get into the school with everyone else. You do have to wait for the normal acceptance to come out. Committing also comes with early decision. So the school just expects you that's the only one you're going to apply to, as that is where you're committed.
Thank you so much.
I'm here with Max Summercamp. How has been your college application process?
Mine was pretty easy because I knew I wanted to play a sport in college. So it was more like, I guess, just seeing where I could go, less than like waiting and hoping I got in. So it was kind of like me making it for myself, but overall it was pretty good.
I'm here with Fletcher Bigham. How has been your college application process?
Kind of like Mac, it was just kind of based on where I wanted to play a sport in college. And so now I'm just deciding between a few schools. I applied to a few big schools, but yeah, it's mainly just where I want to play basketball.
I'm here with Zella Thomas. She's going to play field hockey at Swanee in the fall. Zella, what were you looking for when you made your choice?
I was really just looking for a team that like was really nice and everything, that also had like a great college that I would love either way if I could play or not. And Swanee had both, so I just like loved everything about it.
Thanks to my podcast classmates for talking to more of our Starbucks. I'm senior Dallas Gardner.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on the recruitment for Country Day athletes. Special thanks to Coach Women and Spencer Mermans for joining me in the recording studio. If you'd like to hear more from Charlotte Country athletes who made playing sports in college part of their story, check out our school alumni page.